Hello and welcome to NYPD Blue Balls. As you can tell, this is already a different kind of episode if you are a regular listener, and if you're not a regular listener, this is possibly the first episode you're listening to, and that's totally okay. NYPD Blue Balls is a podcast where I, Kirk, and the other voice that is usually here, Kyle, talk about every single episode of the best show ever, NYPD Blue. This, however, is a different kind of episode. I recently, and by recently I mean within the year of this recording, 2025, I recently started watching NYPD Blue again from the beginning with a person very special to me. I try to keep some things private, even though my brother and I both used our first and last name on this podcast. When starting NYPD Blue, it occurred to me, NYPD Blue began in 1993. This podcast, NYPD Blue Balls, started in 2016. And this is the year 2025, at least the year this is being recorded. And I felt it was necessary to do something for the podcast that kind of gives you a heads up, a warning, an advisory at the very beginning. NYPD Blue, the show, deals with some pretty adult subject matter in terms of violence, sexual assault, sexuality, gender identity, abuse of power, folks with disabilities. It really deals with all kinds of stuff. And because it was 1993 to, I believe, 2000, oh, can't do quick math, 15? No, not 2015, 2005. Get it together. Because of that, it doesn't deal with those topics extremely well. And some things do not age well, but that is true for all television, and that's true for anything from 1993. I also wanted to inform you that this podcast began in 2016, and the world has fundamentally changed from 2016 to 2025. So sometimes my brother and I have made jokes about those episodes that contain those subjects that may offend folks. It may annoy folks. It may really put some people off. And rather than go in and put in a trigger warning at the beginning of every episode, or go back and remove episodes, or go back and edit episodes, I just wanted to tell you right now. Sometimes things happen on this podcast that may offend you, that you may find in poor taste, that you may think is not appropriate or cool, and that's okay. I would say that even myself in 2025 may find some of the things that happened in those episodes of NYPD Blue and on those episodes of NYPD Blue Balls not cool. But I think it would be a disservice to just get rid of them. And I think it's speaking even more to the narrative of NYPD Blue. No spoilers, but there's only one character that is on NYPD Blue from the beginning to the end. So in a way, the show becomes about that person. It is an ensemble, a detective procedural. But the main character, almost de facto, by the fact that he's there the whole time, is Andy Sipowicz. And Andy Sipowicz begins NYPD Blue as a racist, chauvinist, shitty person, homophobic. And by the end of 12 years, it's not possible to say he's cured of those things. He has just gotten better. And I truly think that's what we're all doing, getting better. So I hope that if you listen to this podcast, if you try to find some joy out of this podcast, you do it by taking things a little less seriously. And I understand, especially in this political climate, in regards to police, in regards to politics, in regards to political correctness, this show is not the most PC, and this podcast isn't either, and that's not a bad thing. I just hope you can go in with an open mind, and I hope you find stuff to laugh at, because my brother and I certainly have. We've had a very good time making this show for 9 years and covering hundreds of episodes of this show, and we plan to do it all the way to the end. Right now, we're currently in season 9. I apologize now for anybody that was hoping for a new episode today. We've just been, you know, a little busy. We've got some busy schedules. We got some stuff that got in the way, and life finds a way. So thank you so much for listening to this. I hope it didn't bore you too bad. I hope it didn't put you in a bummer mood, but I felt like I had to say it. And I hope if you are swayed from the podcast, that's fine. I'm not begging you to listen. We have no sponsors. We are not beholden to anybody but ourselves. And I hope you enjoy your journey to find stuff you like to listen to. But if you're here because you love NYPD Blue and you've decided I'm not going to listen to these two knuckleheads talk about it, that's fine. If you just need more NYPD Blue in your life, I would check out a couple of books. There is True Blue, written about the first couple seasons by creators and consultants. That's a very fun read. There's What Would Sipowicz Do?, a collection of articles about the show at different levels. It kind of covers the whole series, so you probably want to get through the whole thing before you read that. There's also Gene Kendall's An Unofficial Guide to NYPD Blue. That's on Amazon for 99 cents. And then there are two in-universe stories by Max Allen Collins, Blue Bloods and Blue Beginnings. And I have to tell you, if you find them for a decent price, scoop them up, because on Amazon, they are no longer going for a decent price. I bought them when they were a little expensive, and boy howdy, are they way too expensive now. If you need more NYPD Blue, the show, it is available on Hulu, all 12 seasons. However, they have the syndication episodes, which means episodes that were a little bit longer on television are cut down when they were packaged for syndication. For the full thing, you have to get the DVDs, which, honestly, are not available in every region, so you might have to do a little bit of that illegal downloading. I would never suggest you do it. But if you just have to, I wouldn't say do it, but other people can. Also, I've heard it's on Amazon for purchase, but sometimes it is and sometimes it isn't. I'm not even kidding. I've bought one or two episodes there because I needed the full versions, and then it seemed to disappear. So I don't even truck with Amazon when it comes to NYPD Blue goodness. If you are a current listener of the show and you're like, wow, I appreciate that he did this and I feel like writing a review about it, go ahead and review us. It's how people see our podcast in the algorithm. And more importantly, they might start watching the best show ever, NYPD Blue, because that's what this was really about. My brother and I started this show because we had a different show called Asher Brothers Podcast. And we kept talking about NYPD Blue on it. And we jokingly said, why don't we just make this about NYPD Blue? And I said, why don't we do both? Then realizing that life is full of actual responsibilities, the fun stuff gets cut, but NYPD Blue did not. And NYPD Blue Balls didn't either. So we kept on going, and I appreciate every second of it. So if you have a moment to rate and review, please do. If not, it's cool. New episodes of NYPD Blue Balls should be every other Tuesday. And we are on Instagram at Asher Brothers Podcast, mostly just mentioning when those new episodes are out. Now that we're here, I want to take a moment to mention, if you are contacting us thinking that we will pay you money to grow this podcast, I hope you listen to this episode to understand that clearly I have no idea how to actually grow a podcast. And if I did, I would have already sought out professionals to take care of it. It's not really about growth anymore in terms of podcast success. It's about sharing the love of NYPD Blue to whoever wants it. And that's okay with me. Be good to yourself, be good to each other, and peace.